Touch Radio, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WFO Medford Test Reform Radio. Have a wonderful morning.
Thinking about boys, boys. boys. I was busy dreaming about boys, boys, boys. I was busy thinking about boys.
Hi everyone, this is Liani. Another episode of Cowboy Cat, the last one of 2021. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And the general theme of this show, I usually don't have themes, and when I do, sometimes they don't exactly follow the theme perfectly, is the male gaze, a topic I've been thinking a lot about and discussing with a lot of my friends recently, for no particular reason, but, definitely something that's hyper present in a lot of women and femme, quote unquote, people's lives, especially at this age. I recently had a great conversation with my friend about the song Nothing New by Taylor Swift featuring Phoebe Bridgers, which is a song kind of about the experience of aging and how you're treated as a woman as you age. And the scary thing about it was that Taylor Swift wrote this song when she was only 22, and she was already feeling kind of the pressure of staying relevant and the pressure of aging making you lose your value, especially as a woman. So this will be the general theme. Sometimes I'll stray off course, but something that means a lot to me and something that I've had really great conversations about. Speaking of Nothing New, I will play that song next for y'all, and I hope you guys are having a good morning, and yeah.
The ones who know, we will curse. They tell you while you're young, girls go out and have your fun, then they hunt and slay the ones who actually do it. Criticize the way you fly when you're soaring through the sky. Shoot you down and then they sigh and say, she looks like she's been through it. Lord, what will become of me? Once I've lost my novelty, I've had too much to drink tonight, and I know it's sad, but this is what I think about. And I wake up in the middle of the night, it's like I can feel time moving. How can a person know everything at 18 but nothing at 22? And will you still want me when I'm nothing new? How long will it be cute, all this crying in my room, when you can't blame it on my youth and roll your eyes with affection? And my cheeks are growing tired from turning red and faking smiles. Are we only biding time till I lose your attention? And someone else lights up the room. People love and to drink tonight. How did I go from growing up to breaking down? And I 18, but nothing at 22. Someday I'm gonna meet her, it's a fever dream. The kind of radiance you only have at 17. She'll know the way and then she'll say she got the laugh from me. I'll say I'm happy for her, then I'll cry myself to sleep. Oh, to drink tonight, but I wonder if they'll miss me once they drive me out. I wake up in the middle of the night, and I can feel time moving. How can a person know everything at 18, but nothing at 22? And will you still want me? Will you still?
So that song was Nothing New by Phoebe Bridgers and Taylor Swift. This song has made me laugh. It has made me cry. Actually, it's never made me laugh. Really got into it in the studio just now. And I think it's especially relevant for my fellow college-aged friends. We constantly get the message, or at least I constantly get the message, that 20 years old, 19 years old, this is your peak. This is the time where you're going to be the most, you know, adored and loved, and you're going to have the most opportunities to be loved. And I think when you're not in the position to necessarily feel that, or if you don't necessarily feel that, that can be very discouraging and very, you know, not so great. And I find it really interesting that this kind of theme is very consistent in Taylor Swift's music, especially because she's such a fixture of, you know, youth and femininity, and as she grows older she gets more and more criticism. And yeah, and then Phoebe Bridgers is 5 years younger than her, and there's a lyric about being 22 and a girl being 17, and Phoebe is 5 years younger. So when Taylor Swift was 22, Phoebe was 17. Olivia Rodrigo, when she came out with Driver's License, who is heavily inspired by Taylor Swift, was 17 when she became famous. She got the map from Taylor Swift, so there's so many different parallels and so much reality behind the song. The next song I am going to play is Newspaper by Fiona Apple. The song is especially meaningful for me. Fiona Apple is one of my favorite artists. Reminds me of a really good friend back at home, Alana. I doubt Alana is listening right now. She does sleep in. So do I. But, here it goes. Thank you guys so much.
From then on, it was his. is a big show. I grew concerned when I saw him start to covet you. When I learned what he did, I felt close to you. When my own way, I fell in love with you. But he's made me a ghost to you. I watch him let go of your hand. I wanna stand between you, but it's not what I'm supposed to do. I watch him walk over, talk over you, be mean to you. And it makes me feel close to you. It makes me feel close to you. It makes me feel close to you. It's not what it's supposed to do. It makes me feel close to you. I too wanted to make him proud of me. And then I just wanted him to make amends. I wonder what lies he's telling you about me to make sure that we'll never be friends. And it's a shame because you and I didn't get a witness. We're the only ones who know. We were cursed the moment that he kissed us. From then on, it was his big show. From then on, it was his big show. From then on, it was his big show. And you're wearing time like a flowery crown. Sitting there, big cap down. And I'm alone on the summit now. Trying not to let my light go out. I too used to want him to be proud of me. And then I just wanted him to make amends. I wonder what lies he's telling you about me to make sure that we'll never be friends. And it's a shame because you and I didn't get a witness. We're the only ones who know. We were cursed the moment that he kissed us. From then on, it was his big show. I grew concerned when I saw him start to covet you. When I learned what he did, I felt close to you. In my own way, I fell in love with you. But he's made me a ghost to you. I watched him let go of your hand. I won't stand between you. But it's not what I'm supposed to do. I watch him walk over you, talk over you, be mean to you. And it makes me feel close to you. And you're wearing time like a flowery crown. Sitting there, big cap down. And I'm alone on the summit now. Trying not to let my light go out. Trying not to let my light go out. You're wearing time like a flowery crown. Sitting there, big cap down. To make sure that we'll never be friends.
Hi, everyone. So that was When You Sleep by My Bloody Valentine. Shout out to Ashton from TFL, also Tufts. She's amazing. You're amazing, Ashton. She's listening. Means so much to me. The next song is Paul by Big Thief. This song always gets me in a silly, goofy mood. And by silly, goofy mood, I mean kind of in my feelings or whatever. But great song. So let's listen to it.
Oh, the last time I saw Paul, I was horrible and almost let him in. But I stopped and caught the wall, and my mouth got dry, so all I did was take him for a spin. Yeah, we hopped inside my car.
Paul by Big Thief. Something that we do at WMFO is we play a little PSA, guess you wouldn't know, of things. Today we got a little PSA from the one and only Paul McCartney. He's actually in the studio with me right now. I'm just kidding. Actually, he really is. So here's a little message from the man himself.
You can't drive my car or any car. Remember, if you're partying this holiday season, don't drink and drive. Got it? It's just not worth it. Doesn't make sense. Thank you. Yes, I'm
gonna be a star. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Hope you like that little cameo from my man himself. He would be speaking with me, but his throat got tired, so the next song is, I don't know how it has to do with the male gaze per se, but it's by Maud Latour. Shout out to Maud Latour. She's not listening, obviously, but the sister of my creative writing classmate in high school, which is kind of crazy, really tried to convince the Tufts concert coordinators to bring her to Tufts, but you know, who knows if they listen to me. But here we go. Here is some Maud Latour.
Symphonies at the bus stop on a Tuesday. I was wearing blue Nike high tops. You were annotating Greek tragedies. I spent the next 8 months documenting my heart and voice memos, trying to write down my feelings in real time. Part of me knew it would slip through my fingers so quickly, like it always does. I guess I was too much for you. Or was it just not enough for you? I can never decide, so I analyze, replay all the scenes in my movie screen. I pulled away, and you made me pay. That weekend in May, the night in July. Blame it on summer, blame it on distance. Blame it on me, on all my resistance to get in so close. I might really need you. You're the one person who might really see through all of my bullshit and all of my anger. That time when you called and I didn't answer, so I just relive this communication, and then I go back to the last conversation.
Okay, so that was a little Maud Latour. I started playing some good old 5 Seconds of Summer. I hope y'all like 5 Seconds of Summer. Very nostalgic for me. Kind of fits into the theme of the male gaze, but from the perspective of men, you know the vibes. Or you don't. But here is the song, and yeah.
She's kinda hot though.
That was If You're Too Shy, Let Me Know by the 1975. Always gets me in a good mood. You can definitely tell that that song is about the male gaze because Matty Healy is talking about his gaze. You know, but super fun. I don't know. I don't know why these men are so happy about seeing women. Actually, I do. But that's kind of along the theme, and we see that difference in between, like, the women's songs we got here and the man songs we got here, different perspectives on the male gaze or so. But now we have a different song. We have a different approach. We got Marina and the Diamonds, a classic from all of our Tumblr phases of 2013, 2014, middle school. You know the vibes, or maybe you don't. Maybe you were lucky. Maybe you skipped that phase. But here's How to Be a Heartbreaker by Marina and the Diamonds, also known as Marina. A classic, a favorite, a hit. I hope you enjoy.
Number one is that you gotta have fun, but baby, when you Maybe this time I'll be lucky. Maybe this time he'll stay. Maybe this time, for the first time, love won't hurry away. He will hold me fast. I'll be home at last. Not a loser anymore, like the last time. Everybody loves a winner, so nobody loved me. Lady peaceful, lady happy, that's what I long to be.
So that was Maybe This Time from the musical Cabaret. Cabaret is one of my favorite musicals of all time. I did it in 10th grade, my introduction to theater in high school. Yes, I was a theater kid in high school. Not embarrassed to say that. This musical is a very special one because it kind of documents, trigger warning, the rise of Nazism in Germany through the lens of this nightclub called the Kit Kat Club. And the song that we just listened to was in the perspective of Sally Bowles, kind of the woman lead of the show, and she has been mistreated by men and works at this cabaret and is kind of, you know, in a way sexually liberated for the time. I mean, the time was 1930s, and she meets Cliff and is like, hey, maybe a man will treat me right. Does he not? You gotta watch the musical to find out. But honestly, one of the most beautiful and heartbreaking songs of the entire show. You see Sally Bowles kind of showing this vulnerability that in the beginning, you know, she's a showgirl, she's not really like showing the side to her, but by this time in the musical you really see that come to light, and you'll see the character's vulnerability really seep through at various times. The next song I will play is Quiero Bailar by Ivy queen of reggaeton. Love her, a classic, and honestly, like, really subverts a male gaze and is, you know, doing her own thing. If you've seen, like, the Latinas don't twerk trend on TikTok, I mean, like, whatever, that's probably the most recent kind of thing she has done or has been involved with in pop. Actually, I don't really know. Like, she's a classic. I grew up listening to her, but I don't know what she's doing right now. I probably should. So, definitely I'm going to look into that. So, here is Ivy Queen. This is a reminder, you're listening to Cowboy Cat at 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. Okay, let's go. Let's get into it.
Señoras y señores, bienvenidos al party. Agarren a su pareja
con la cintura
y prepárense, porque lo que viene
no está fácil,
no está fácil, ¿no?
Ya.
Yo quiero bailar, tú quieres sudar y pegarte a mí, el cuerpo rosado. Yo te digo sí, tú me puedes provocar, eso no quiere decir que pa' la cama voy. Quiero bailar, tú quieres sudar y pegarte a mí, el cuerpo rosado. Yo te digo sí, tú me puedes provocar, eso no quiere decir que pa' la cama voy. Lo que yo quiero es besar, papi, tú lo juro, te me acercas y late mi corazón. Si lo que quieres pegarte, yo no tengo problema en acercarme y bailarte este reggaetón. Que los dos tengamos que sudar,
que sudar,
que bailemos al ritmo del
demos el tra,
que me haga fuerte suspirar,
suspirar.
Pero pa' la cama digo, mira, na, 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 porque yo soy la que mando, soy la que decide cuando vamos al mambo. Y tú lo sabes, el ritmo me está llevando, mientras más te pega más te voy azotando. Y eso está bien, a mí no me importa lo que muchos digan, si muevo mi cintura de abajo para arriba, si soy de barrio o tal vez soy una chica fina, si en la discoteca te me pegas y te animas. Sabe que los dos tengamos que sudar,
a sudar,
que bailemos al ritmo del tra,
tra,
que me haga fuerte suspirar,
suspirar.
Pero pa' la cama digo, mira, na, na, na. Si yo quiero bailar, tú quieres sudar y pegarte a mí, el cuerpo rosar. Yo te digo sí, tú me puedes provocar, eso no quiere decir que pa' la cama voy. Quiero bailar, tú quieres sudar y pegarte a mí, el cuerpo rosar. Yo te digo sí, tú me puedes provocar, eso no quiere decir que pa' la cama voy.
Le quiero explicar, si en la discoteca nos vamos a alborotar, si los dos solitos nos vamos a acariciar, es porque yo quiero y no me puedes aguantar. No te creas que me voy a acostar, no es así.
Sudar,
sudar,
que bailemos al ritmo del tra,
tra,
que me haga fuerte suspirar,
suspirar.
Pero pa' la cama digo, mira, na, na, na. Si yo quiero bailar, tú quieres sudar y pegarte a mí, el cuerpo rosar. Yo te digo sí, tú me puedes provocar, eso no quiere decir que pa' la cama voy. Quiero bailar, tú quieres sudar y pegarte a mí, el cuerpo rosar. Yo te digo sí, tú me puedes provocar, eso no quiere decir que pa' la cama voy.
So that was Ivy Queen with the song Quiero Bailar. The next song we're going to play is everyone's favorite song about the male gaze, a classic, a song that may have hit too close to home at one period of time, but you know what? We live, we grow, we learn. This song is by none other than Mitski, who I did not get tickets to, but you know, my friend is actually opening for her on her like tour, but on the East Coast city. So shout out to the band Michelle. I need to play their music next show. I think I've played their music on the show before. But this song is particularly about the white male gaze and conforming to you, fit into their culture and their expectations of you. Which can be annoying and, you know, is a reality at Tufts for many, considering the demographics. But you know what? We live, we learn, we appreciate ourselves, and we appreciate our culture. Okay, let's go. Let's listen to the song.
Mm-hmm.